is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Dinah Shore.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you. Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson of the Kraft Music Hall. Well, I guess you all read in the papers that Edgar Bergen's going to quit radio for a while. I tried to get Charlie McCarty to come to work for me, but he refuses to sit on my knee. He said every time I start to sing, he gets pinned to the floor. Well, he's a foolish kid, because if he came to work for me, he'd be sitting on top of the world. Well, actually, he wouldn't be, but that happens to be the name of the song I'm going to sing now. I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, just phone the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. Don't want any millions, I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, that's all I can wear. A bundle of money don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me say. I'm sitting, sitting on top, top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. And I'm quitting, quitting the blues, blues of the world. I'm singing a song, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, just phone the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting, sitting on top, top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along.
I heard you mention about Edgar Bergen retiring. I suppose you've heard that Fred Allen is also considering retiring.
Yes, Ken, and I don't blame him. When men reach their age, they should retire.
But Al, Edgar Bergen's still a comparatively young man. I ought to know. I work for him.
Well, the secret is out. So you're Mortimer Snerd, huh?
Believe it or not, I'm not.
Gee, Ken, now I'm sure you're Mortimer's nerd.
No, he's a small, homely dummy, a real moron. Someone has to talk for him, and when he does open his mouth, he always says something stupid.
Ken, where do you get the nerve to say those things about Jolson?
Wait a minute. Just a moment. Ken wasn't talking about me, Oscar. He was talking about Mortimer Snerd.
Oh, I'm really sorry. My apologies to Mortimer Snerd.
Look, Oscar, that isn't funny.
I just found out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm serious. Now, look, you and I have been together for many months. I think you're a talented young musician. I've been very nice to you. But in return, all you've done is insult me. Now, there's only one way to stop that. From this show on, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Gee, I'm sorry, Al. I didn't think you ever took me seriously. Al. Al.
Lou Bring.
Yeah.
You'd think Jolson could afford a real yes man instead of one who just says, yeah.
Lou, tell Mr. Levant to play the piano.
Hey, Levant, play the piano. Oh.
What piece am I supposed to play?
Hey, Jolson.
Yeah?
What do you want Levant to play?
Tell him to play something he can throw himself into.
Hey, Levant, why don't you play Swanee River?
Ring, I dare you to come out from under Petrillo and say that.
Well, if you're going to be nasty, I won't talk to you.
Now, nobody's talking to me. This is just like being at home.
Lou, will you please announce that Mr. Levant is going to play Malaguena? Announce it.
Food budget's going to have to stretch around some fancy meals and party menus. So economize now by serving money-saving main dishes that are rich and nutritious with cheese. Now, the price of cheese is down, and ounce for ounce, there's no other basic food that equals cheese for high-quality, complete protein, for calcium, phosphorus, and other nutrients from milk. For grand cheese casserole dishes, get some of the smooth-melting Kraft pasteurized process varieties, medium-mellow Kraft American or sharp Old English brand. Or get K-brand natural cheese for husky lunch and sandwiches, plain or toasted. You'll please the family, feed them well, and save money by cooking with cheese often.
Al, I want to ask you something. Al, why don't you stop that foolishness and talk to me?
Say, Al, Oscar's talking to you.
Oh, is that who it is? I thought maybe it was a spirit from another world trying to contact me.
This is ridiculous. Jolson won't pay any attention to me. I feel like Madam Chiang Kai-shek.
Al, don't you think you've punished Oscar enough? Why don't you talk to him?
Look, Ken, if Oscar has anything to say to me, he can write me a note and bury it in a pumpkin. Now, just to make sure that I won't have to talk to Oscar, I'll talk about a girl named Dinah.
I know why he's mad. They're paying $4 million for Jack Benny. But they won't buy Jolson. He's the kind of a guy you rent.
Lou, music, please. I want to drown out some remarks that are bubbling up from a lower mentality. Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina
If there is, and you know her, show her to me. Oh, Dinah, with her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gazing to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Oh, the name of this song is Dinah. If she wandered to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Gee, Al, that's about the sweetest welcome I've ever had.
No welcome is too sweet for Dinah Shore. Dinah, I've looked forward to singing with you here in the hall.
Aw, thanks. Gee, you know, I've sung with all of them. Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Dick Hames. And now singing with you, Al's like a dessert of strawberry shortcake.
Watch her break out with the hives.
Don't pay any attention, Dinah. But you know, you mentioning Bing Crosby reminds me of what a wonderful deal Bing has got.
Mm-hmm.
They record his program on tape. And whenever he hits a clinker, they snip it out right out of the tape, you know.
Well, what do they do with all the clinkers they snip off?
Well, they paste them together and sell them for Eddie Cantor Records.
Al.
Yeah.
Eddie doesn't talk that way about you.
No?
Just the other day, he paid you a wonderful compliment. He said he never saw you looking as good.
He said that?
Let me finish. He said he never saw you looking as good as Larry Parks.
Dinah.
Yes?
It's really awfully nice seeing you again. How's your baby?
Oh, just fine, Oscar.
You never ask how my baby is.
Dinah, how's Al's baby?
How's Al's baby, Al?
Well, I can tell you, Dinah, he has a little diaper rash. But you tell Oscar the baby's fine.
Okay.
I don't think my little baby Asa wants Oscar to know his personal problem.
Oh, come on now, fellas. Why don't you shake hands?
No, thanks. I'm afraid I'll get diaper rash.
Dinah, look, do me a favor. Don't try and patch things up with Oscar. My nerves are stretched to the snapping point.
Let's sit down and snap a couple of them.
Dinah, look, I can't listen to him anymore. Sing something, will you please?
With this feud going on, I ought to do a hillbilly song about the Hatfields and the McCoys. But I'd like to create a more pleasant atmosphere around here, and I hope this song will do it.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces, all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon
Dinah, dear, I noticed when you were singing, mm-hmm. you have a slight southern accent. Are you by any chance imitating me?
Look, Al, I'm not imitating anybody. I happen to come from Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville. What memories. I remember the big theater there. I played it, too. It was called The Vendome, am I
right? Oh, that's right, that's right. And my father told me that 45 years ago, your grandfather sang in that same theater.
Dinah, I'm going to tell you a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my grandfather.
No? Your great-grandfather.
Well, it was me. I remember playing there, the old Vendome, with Lou Dock's Theater's Minstrels.
Oh, gosh, Al. You've come a long way since then.
Yes, Dinah. I got lots of fame, but no capital gain.
Say, Al, you know, I never saw a minstrel show. What type of songs did you sing?
Well, we did almost everything. There was one number I always wanted to do. It was called Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, and Hold Me Tight.
Why didn't you do it?
Well, my arms wouldn't reach around Lou Dock's Theater. He was a big fat guy.
Well, Al, they'll reach around me.
Honey, the way you talk. And your husband and my wife listening in, you know.
Well, they know we're kidding.
Speak for yourself, honey. Speak for yourself. Put your arms around me, Dinah. Hold me tight.
All right. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might.
Oh, Dinah, when you roll them eyes,
Peter,
oh, you got the eyes, the eyes, the eyes that I idolize. Now when they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a-rocking like the motorboat. No, I never knew anyone like you.
Here's a quick recipe for a real holiday dessert treat that's thrifty. Bake apples the usual way, or make them spicy and bright red by using cinnamon candies instead of sugar for the sweetening. Then chill those festive cinnamon apples and serve them with a snowy white, rich-eating topping that's different. I mean Philadelphia brand cream cheese whipped. It's a wonderful 2-minute trick. Just put a package of fresh, rich Philadelphia cream cheese in a little bowl. Add a small amount of milk and beat with a spoon. That delicate cream cheese will fluff up like an airy cloud and add gloriously rich flavor to your fruit. Of course, to do this clever stunt, you must have fresh cream cheese. So get the brand that's guaranteed fresh, the one and only Philadelphia brand, made exclusively by Kraft. Whenever you buy cream cheese for salads, sandwiches, or to whip for a delicious topping for fruit or gingerbread or pie, always take this little precaution. See the name Philadelphia brand printed right on the packages you get. That's the way to get cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh.
Say, Ken.
What is it, Oscar?
I wish you'd do me a favor.
Yeah?
This whole thing about Al not talking to me upsets me. It makes me feel like I don't belong.
Maybe you don't.
Good.
Don't you start on me, Ken. Bergen's going to retire, and that'll leave you with only 75 shows.
Oscar, what do you want me to do? Talk to Al?
Yes. Tell him I'm sorry, and I'll do anything he says.
Did you hear that, Al?
Yeah. And I'm the kind of a fella who doesn't believe in carrying a grudge. You tell Oscar I will talk to him if every time he sees me, he gets down on his knees.
Oscar, I suppose you heard what Al said.
Yes, and you can tell Jolson that he should live so long. Nah, it's no use saying he should live so long to Al Jolson, because he already did.
You see, Ken, you see, when I try to be nice to him, the same thing happens. Now I'm going to sing Down Among the Sheltering Palms.
I used to play these numbers for him. He'll be sorry. 10 or 15 years from now, I'll retire and leave him alone on the program.
Down among the sheltering palms, oh, honey, wait for me. Wait for me. Don't be forgetting we got a date. Out where the sun goes down about 8.
how my love is burning, burning, burning. How my heart is yearning, yearning, yearning to be down among the sheltering palms. Oh, honey, wait for me. I'll grab a taxi, honey, wait for me.
Al, you were marvelous in that number. Your voice was thrilling. I was simply carried away by the magnificence of your phrasing and tonal qualities. You're truly a great singer. That ought to get him.
Dinah, tell Oscar I heard what he said, and I already knew it.
Oh, gee, I hope you two boys will make up.
Oh, don't worry about it. Al does this every year at Christmas time.
Come away from that bad influence, Dinah.
Oh, well, why don't you talk to Oscar? Now, what good does it do to ignore him?
Well, you notice I haven't been in the cellar tonight. Much.
Come on, Al. Be a sport. Forgive him. Come on.
Well, it's near Christmas, and I guess I should. All right, Oscar. I forgive you. And to show I mean it, I'm inviting you up to my house for dinner tonight. We'll eat out in the patio.
I don't like eating out in your patio. It's too windy. Last time I was there, the powdered eggs kept blowing off my plate.
You see? You see, Dinah, that's what I get for talking to him. Come on, Dinah, let's sing some more songs. First, kiss me once, kiss me twice.
You're a fast worker.
When you get to be my age, you gotta work fast. It ain't easy to hold that pucker, you know.
Come on, Al, let's sing. I really have to get home.
I can tell when I'm being repulsed. Okay, Lou, kiss me once.
Nah.
Lou, that's a song. Play it without any further falderal. Dinah and I want to sing.
If there was only one more of them, that'd be the Andrews sisters.
Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again.
It's been a long...
How long?
A long, long time.
Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when.
It's been a long...
Long.
Oh, such a long time.
You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, just how empty they all seemed without you.
Kiss me once.
Okay.
Kiss me twice.
Okay.
Kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Lately, I've been saying to you, genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese is guaranteed fresh. But I wish I could give you a better idea of what those words really mean. For instance, they mean spick-and-span Kraft plants from coast to coast, making this famous cream cheese fresh every day. They mean refrigerated trucks and cars hurrying the fresh cream cheese to food stores. Then that guarantee of freshness also means that Philadelphia brand is the most popular cream cheese, a fast seller that doesn't linger in the dealer's refrigerator case. But most of all, Kraft's guarantee of freshness means exquisitely delicate, rich flavor. Get that flavor. See the words Philadelphia brand on every package of cream cheese you buy.
Folks, When Day Is Done is the perfect song to welcome the nightfall. We all look forward to evening twilight as a time to rest and relax. We sit back and forget the cares and worries and quarrels of the day.
Does that mean you're going to talk to me?
Yes, Oscar. I'll talk to you, but not this week. In the meantime, you can go in my dressing room. I have a portable there. It gets everything but Columbia. And in the meantime, you can listen to NBC and Al Jolson singing When Day Is Done.
When day is done and shadows fall, I dream of you. When day is done, I think of all the joys we knew, that yearning, returning to hold you in my arms. Won't go, love, I know, love, without you, night has lost its charms. When day is done and grass is wet with twilight's dew, my lonely heart is sinking with a song. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all when day is done.
When day is done and grass is wet with twilight dew, my lonely heart
tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all when day is done. Good night, everybody.
The show can be heard weekly on the Eddie Cantor Show. Tune in again next Thursday to the Craft Musical, starring Al Jolson, Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra chorus. Our special Christmas guest, the Craft Choral Club of Chicago. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy L'Amour and her guests on the Seal Test Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.